Good morning, everybody. I actually think some really good assignments came in this week, which tells me one thing. I think we all have experience with judgment. How's that? Kind of a scripture that stood out to me from last, just in light of that, is James 3:17-18 says this. It says, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." And I, it's just interesting when it comes to judgment. I just want to read a sentence or two from a couple of different assignments. Brenda said this, "In assessment, we are striving toward the future, leaving the past behind." But, you know, I thought that was great because in assessment, we're striving towards the future and we can get, you know, get things done. We're moving towards getting things done. When we judge, things just stop. And then Jack said this, "We are bombarded daily with negativity and false information." And then we can get all kinds of twisted up in our heads with that stuff. So what do? We go to the truth. We go to the Lord, you know, and then we find, and, you know, cause judgment has no solutions. Susie says this, "Judgment has no solutions and criticism creates broken hearts. Judgment begins at the end of assessment. At this point, I have distanced myself from the word and the Lord and correct fellowship, relying solely on my own selfish will. Judgment means I don't have to do anything anymore." See, in judgment, I'm through with you. I'm done. It's over. You know, you're of no use. You're of no value. It takes value away. That's what I see. Judgment takes value away. Assessment says you have value. And so you're always working towards solutions. And solutions work towards win-win. Anyway, I just thought, like I said, overall, every assignment that came in this week, I thought was really good. And this week could go into doing better than your best. And I think that's literally a leapfrog right off of that. Because if we're going to be good, those who employ assessment, then we're going to be doing better than our best. Because our best, we're excellent at judging in our best. The best. But we have to work on leading, teaching, and inspiring every day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can just cast a judgment aside because we don't want to be found as those who have thrown or cast people aside. But Lord, we want to be those who are full of compassion, full of mercy. And the only way we can do that is that we just rely 100% on you. And the only way we can be better than our best is when we're 100% reliant upon you day in, day out, moment by moment as we move forward. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time to be gathered together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. So, as Pat was closing, it just made me think about, how do we do, you know, every day we face the impossibility of doing better than our best because, you know, we have ourselves to fight, and then we have an enemy. We have an enemy to fight. We have to fight ourselves because we're our own enemy, especially when we go into our head alone, as Pat says. And then we have an enemy who wants to distract us and get us off the path. But the one scripture that really stood out in my, as Pat was closing, was, you know, what do I do? Romans 12:1, Paul just says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." So he's just saying, you basically, as Pat says, you get up, you walk, and then you trip and fall, and you're down on your face again. Well, right there on your face, when we trip and fall, we're laying on our face, we can present our bodies a living sacrifice to God. And then he says, "Now, when you get up, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Because that's what God does. God renews our mind. We struggle with it. We want a new mind, but it's his work. It's his, it's his work, and we can let God, it's a letting, allowing God to do his work, to do his job, so that we can go out and do our job. And it says, by the, and he says, renew of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Because he will give us discernment, because that's the discernment. We need the discernment of the Holy Spirit. I definitely do not need the discernment of John most, probably all the time, but I need the power of the Holy Spirit and the discernment of Christ to, that's the only way I'm going to do better than my best today. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can consider these things, the impossible task that's before us today, to do better than our best. But we know what our best has done. Every one of us on this phone has been in some deep trouble in one form or another. And that's what our best did for us. And so now we come this morning and say, Lord, just lead us, guide us, direct us. We pray for wisdom. We pray for knowledge. We pray for understanding. We pray for clarity of mind and thought as we go into the day. And Lord, I know as soon as we hang up the phone, there's going to be some distraction. They're sitting right there in front of us. And so may we stay focused today and be the kind of leaders that you want us to be, and be the kind of men and women as fiduciaries, as responsible people, that we can lead, teach, and inspire those around us upward and onward with you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. And we do pray again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.